The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to The Forever Young Radio Show. Over the past two decades, we have had the opportunity to serve and help so many listeners. We do that by bringing on respected educators in all fields of health and wellness. We pride ourselves on keeping consumers in the know about our ever-changing healthcare system and ways to support the body. Each week, with the help of our special guests and experts, we have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. If by chance you've just stumbled across our show on the radio dial, Sirius XM, or any of our podcast platforms, welcome to the program. We've been here for well over 25 years, informing and educating and making sure every listener has all the tools to have a healthier lifestyle and learns a lot about good quality science-based health information.
And if you'd like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at foreveryoungradio.com. That's foreveryoungradio.com. You can listen to past shows, read fantastic articles, and, you know, also make sure you visit our radio page to find out more information on what we're going to be covering today. And don't forget the social media aspect at Forever Young Radio. You can check us out there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of great ways that you could connect with us. We like to deliver all this great content to you. And goodness, we're approaching 400 podcast episodes. And that's something that is pretty prideful because we talk to a lot of experts out there. We talk about different topics that mean a lot or are affecting people in their day-to-day. And today's going to be no different, Mel. I mean, we have a great show planned. We're going to talk and cover everything you need to know about blood sugar. Now, I think we hear a lot about blood pressure, we hear a lot about cardiovascular, and those are very important aspects, but people really need to understand why balancing blood sugar should be a top priority, especially throughout the holidays. We all have those. Are you hangry? What's going on with you? I mean, for someone to create the word hangry, we know that blood sugar can be affected in many different areas, and we've seen it. There's actually a study we're going to share throughout the program at some point that came out of Ohio State. It just talked about, is blood sugar affecting your relationship? And then just really understanding what blood sugar is. I think people hear it, Mel, and they don't often understand really what blood sugar is and what it does in the body.
That's an important point, Kelly. You know, it's also known as blood glucose, and it comes from the food you eat. And the body creates blood sugar by digesting some of the foods that we eat into sugar that circulates in the bloodstream. Now, that whole thing about hanger, my whole family is super familiar with that. The only person in my family that doesn't suffer from hanger is John. So those Snickers commercials that they made, which is actually not the best way to deal with your blood sugar issues, but everybody loves the Snickers. I was like, oh, I feel like attacked and seen all at the same time. The thing is that it's important to know, like, does the body use blood sugar as energy? And the answer to that is yes. The sugar that's not needed to fuel your body right away, though, gets stored in the cells for later use. So if you have too much sugar floating around in your body and in your blood, that can actually be harmful to you. So we kind of want to talk about some of the causes of blood sugar fluctuations, because once again, when we're talking about these health issues, it's going to be about balance. So, Kelly, I know there's some studies about that, I know that you know a lot about this.
And I know we're going to get into diabetes in the next segment and talk about type 1, type 2, prediabetes. There's even a type 3 that they're coining with metabolic syndrome that we could talk about a little bit. But there's lots of causes of blood sugar fluctuation. I read a pretty good article according to actually the Mayo Clinic. Many factors can cause high blood sugar in people with diabetes. Okay, so these factors can include food and physical activity choices, dehydration, certain medications, especially those that contain steroids, skipping or not taking enough medications that lower blood sugar, or taking medications incorrectly, illness, infection, injury or surgery, stress. None of us has any of that out there, both positive and negative. So hormonal changes was another one that really surprised me. As we're getting older and everybody, you know, who listens to the show is at all different levels of life and ages and, you never really would have correlated how hormonal changes could potentially cause you to have blood sugar issues. So it's very interesting, but it plays such a vital role. And if you think about it in the way we eat, you know, think about when you wake up and all you're craving is something high carb, high sugar. You're hungry almost an hour later because the body's not properly metabolized that sugar to convert it into energy. So when we eat things like protein, that protein then goes to store and then goes to work, and those cells are fed and they're happy and they're moving around and they're doing all the things they're supposed to. But when we're eating sugary cereals and we're kind of setting ourselves up with that, maybe morning coffee has all the sugar and all these little sweet treats in it, you'll notice that it doesn't satiate that hunger throughout the day. You're almost hungrier within 30 to 45 minutes after you've just consumed a meal.
Right. And that's because, fortunately, it's kind of a cheap energy. Whereas, you know, if you start with something more protein-based, then your body has to work a little harder to burn it off. And you get more of a slow release of the sugar instead of that big crash and burn. You know, you get the spike and then the crash and the burn. And that's really challenging. And that's why it's really interesting when it comes to hormonal changes, because quite frankly, as we age, all of our systems run less efficiently, you know, and it kind of becomes more important to manage our nutrition and manage any supplementation that we're doing. And that's oftentimes too why as we age, people find themselves on more medications, because your body's having to work harder to keep things in balance. So it makes sense. It really does. Yeah.
Definitely. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about these certain situations we find ourselves in and why blood sugar really matters when we're talking about diabetes. Stick with us. Learn more at foreveryoungradio.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Don't accept a substitute.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. These doctor-formulated, additive-free formulations range from a one-a-day to a four-a-day, depending on your preference. Each formula contains antioxidants such as sunflower-based, soy-free vitamin E, pure whey C with a 12-hour retention, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7, coenzymated Bs, and methylated folate. Recent research has shown that over 46% of people cannot metabolize synthetic folic acid or natural folate unless it is in its coenzymated form. Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide.
Forever Young is brought to you in part by our good friends at Pharmacy, the makers of Sea Veg. For a limited time, you can get 3 bottles of the 90-count original Sea Veg for $60. Just use the code FY3460 at superfoodofthesea.com.
Thank you once again for joining us for Forever Young Radio. If you've missed any part of this show that we are doing today, dealing with blood sugar and all of the issues surrounding keeping that in balance, please go to the website at foreveryoungradio.com. After this, you'll be able to catch the rest of the show and so many more shows. Now, Kelly, why do blood sugars matter when it comes to diabetes?
Yeah, and I think that's a very interesting question. And I think a key part of always managing diabetes involves, you know, checking blood sugars or glucose levels, but I look at that as more type 1, because in type 1 diabetes, a person's pancreas just doesn't make enough or produce the insulin they need, but in type 2, the body may not make or use insulin correctly anymore. So there's two different variants when you're looking at that. Type 1 is generally you're born with that, or you develop it over time genetically or different things that you have going on in the body. But when we're looking at type 2, that's more so lifestyle choices that have kind of led you there and is known to be one of the most reversible diseases if you make some certain changes. It's not as easy as, you know, snapping your fingers and getting right out of it, but it's interesting in the fact that we can make some goals and we can look at things and prioritize and kind of change things up. What do you think about that, Mel?
Absolutely. You know, that's the thing. I come from a family where on my paternal grandmother's side, there was a lot of type 2. In fact, it affected most of her siblings. And towards the end of her life, she was pre-diabetic. You know, unfortunately, she had other health conditions that caused her to dramatically lose weight, and the pre-diabetic was no longer an existing issue. So there are things now, mind you, she didn't move away from that risk factor in a healthy way. It was unfortunately things beyond her control, but there are things that you can do to sort of get that under better control nutritionally, exercise, dietary, whether it's supplementation or just the foods that you're eating. And we do want to kind of talk about those things that are a little bit more on the manageable side, and how to sort of cover all of those bases so that, you know, you are doing everything that you can to hopefully prevent some of the things that come along with walking down that road.
No matter what you're talking about, type 1, type 2, even type 3, when you're talking about metabolic syndrome, the number one thing is insulin matters. And I think as we move and navigate through that show, if we keep that in the back of our mind, we can have a better understanding how it works in the body, because glucose levels target may vary for everyone based on their unique needs. So you may need more than I need, Mel, or vice versa. So we'll kind of keep that in mind. But I think for people to really understand, if they're consuming a lot of sugar, and we're talking type 2 at this point, and they're not really checking to make sure what they're putting into their body, they're not getting greens, they have high glucose levels, some of those excess sugars can really cause some unwanted issues that they may want to avoid.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the thing is, too, is that there's tons of risk factors associated with developing type 2. If you're older than 45, if you're overweight, if you're obese, if you're not exercising, that can happen. But there's also certain groups of people, African-Americans, Hispanic, you know, the Hispanic side was my paternal grandmother's side. They were all Hispanic. Native Americans, also my grandmother's side. Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders just happen to be genetically more susceptible to the development of type 2. Some people get gestational while they're pregnant. Most women who have had a baby will remember taking that test where basically you're drinking like this orange, thick, syrupy liquid and sitting around for an hour so that they can test how well your body's processing the sugar.
Wow.
And it is not pleasant, like not pleasant, but you know, it's important to make sure that, you know, your body can go through so many bizarre changes while you're pregnant. You know, some women get really high blood pressure, known as preeclampsia, during pregnancy. So you may not have diabetes regularly, but maybe you'll get it when you're pregnant, you know? And again, you know, we talked about family history. If you have high blood pressure, that puts you at greater risk. You know, pre-diabetes, you know, this is what I was talking about with my grandmother. My grandmother developed pre-diabetes, and that went away for her when, you know, her body dropped weight at an unfortunately unhealthy rate. So, you know, type 2 is really the most common form. And like you said, Kel, it's the one that can potentially be treated, or, you know, some people can actually reverse the effects of that or the onset of it by just making simple lifestyle changes. With type 1, again, you know, you have a dysfunctional pancreas. You can't necessarily do anything about that, but really manage the symptoms and manage your levels.
And then when I think, when we look at it, you know, we've talked about it several times, but again, when we're talking about type 2 and that insulin connection, it's just, they don't take in sugar as they should, those cells. So as the sugar builds in your blood and the cells don't respond to the insulin, that's called insulin resistance. And I think we've heard a lot more in the last probably decade about insulin resistance than we ever have, especially that group of metabolic syndrome, which could be, you know, 1 to 5 things that are grouped together that's causing that midsection to kind of plump up, why 70% of our, you know, population is obese or overweight. A lot of that has to do with the foods we're ingesting, our stress, just everything that we have going on, more DoorDash, more alcohol during the pandemic. So many different things can kind of lead to that. And when we're talking about symptoms, I think a lot of people kind of know that maybe they have some things going on, their body's maybe not feeling like it used to. It's not just gaining that weight. Laundry list of things can happen, you know, blurred vision, fatigue. And we think, okay, we're eating sugar, we're getting a little bit of a, you know, an energy burst, but then that quickly fades. But one of the ones that I found most fascinating was feeling very hungry or thirsty. And that goes back to our original conversation of junk in, junk out, you know, and dehydration. So what were some other ones, Mel? I know you had some ones you wanted to share.
Oftentimes people will find that they need to urinate more frequently, especially at night. Slow healing of cuts or sores. That's a big one. People who are diabetic have to take particularly more attentive care of any wounds that they may have. Their body may tend to be more prone to scar tissue. The healing process is really so much slower. And then you end up having tingling or numbness in your hands and feet. Now, what ends up happening with that tingling and numbness is that you will find that you will have poorer circulation to your extremities, which is why, you know, if it gets bad enough for certain people, they develop what's called diabetic neuropathy. And in particular, in their feet, that can be very dangerous because that can lead to other issues like actual loss of limbs. And so This is really a serious thing for people to manage. And then, you know, oftentimes when people are first diagnosed, the onset of that is actually precursored by unexplained weight loss. So it's really crazy because oftentimes poor food choices, eating too much sugar can lead to the onset of it. And managing your weight in a healthy way can help to reduce it. But when everything's out of whack, oftentimes when people are first diagnosed, they have a really weird drop in their weight. It's interesting how much this can affect the body and how many systems can be out of whack and how many symptoms can come along with it that kind of can seem a little counterintuitive.
Not just symptoms, just the way you're setting yourself up for maybe some additional complications from having that high blood sugar levels unregulated, especially when we're talking about type 2 diabetes. You can develop digestive problems, eye problems, even like you were saying, foot problems, leg ulcers, different things that we want to avoid, hearing loss, which is so crazy to think that the, you know, that insulin is regulating what's going on with the auditory system, heart disease, kidney disease. We've talked a lot about why you need to love your liver, liver problems, including non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. If you want to learn a little bit more about that, we have a great article and a great podcast at foreveryoungradio.com. Go and check that out when you have time. But skin conditions, sexual dysfunction, nerve damage, even urinary tract infections and bladder infections. So these are things that are a real deal. We don't want to, you know, we're not a Debbie Downer type of show. We just want to educate you on this so you really understand when you're told that you're pre-diabetic or you're getting type 2 diabetes or that may be something that's being worked into your lifestyle, you maybe want to make a few changes. Because what I find interesting is before we would use blood markers like A1C as an indication if you have a risk for diabetes, especially type 2 or type 3. What I found interesting is I always have great A1C levels. But for some reason, I would carry some weight around the midsection. So I saw a specialist. I did that 4-hour fasting glucose test as well. I drank that weird lemonade drink or whatever it is. And it showed that my body wasn't assimilating insulin properly. So if a lot of people are out there and they're just kind of going off that A1C level and you feel deep down that you're dealing with some of this stuff, I encourage you to maybe see an endocrinologist or see somebody who specializes in that to get you on the right track. Because if you never kind of figure out this situation, you could be maybe just on the, you know, the wheel, the rat wheel, just going spin and spin and spin without getting any resolution. And we got to run out to a break right now. But when we come back, we're going to tell you and share with you out there the numbers that is considered, in quotation, normal for blood sugar. Learn more at foreveryoungradio.com.
Did you know glutathione is the most abundant antioxidant in our bodies? Glutathione is known as the master antioxidant and is one of the most important and powerful antioxidants in your body. Glutathione levels in the body may be reduced by a number of factors, including poor nutrition, environmental toxins, and stress. Glutathione levels may also drop dramatically during aging. Emerald Labs' doctor-formulated Cetria L-glutathione is a well-studied form of reduced L-glutathione that has been proven in a randomized, double-blind human clinical study to help support intracellular antioxidant activity, cellular detoxification, and healthy immune response. At Emerald Labs, we are 100% committed to making products that are of the highest quality. It is with this commitment in mind that we have chosen to use only active ingredients in our products, with no fillers or no binders. Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Please visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide.
We all strive to do our best with the foods we put into our bodies, but let's be honest, some days we fall short. It could be a vacation, a celebration, or just limited time throughout the day to focus on food and proper nutrition. C-Veg is an excellent way to ensure that I'm getting the daily nutrition I need, no matter what comes up into my day-to-day. C-Veg is the daily multi-superfood supplement with over 92 nutrients derived from sea plants, in addition to essential fatty acids omega-3 and 6 needed for many functions in the body. C-Veg is the leader in harvesting sea plants, offering an easy way for adults, children, and even pets to get these nutrients in natural, organic, vegan, and gluten-free formulas. Check their website out. That is superfoodofthesea.com. That's superfoodofthesea.com. And for a limited time, for your first order, you can get 3 bottles of the 90-count original sea veg for $60. Just use the code FY3460. That's FY3460 at superfoodofthesea.com.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online. Learn more about Emerald Labs, the additive-free company. Visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide. That's emeraldlabs.com.
Thank you once again for joining us for Forever Young Radio. If you've missed any part of today's show on blood sugar, please visit our website at foreveryoungradio.com or check out our social media at Forever Young Radio. This is a great show today, folks. There's so many people who are affected by diabetes, and there's a lot of people who are struggling with type 2, and we do want to talk and focus mostly on type 2 because type 2 is potentially considered something that is reversible with dietary and nutritional changes. And not for everybody, but we want to make sure that we are offering just practical and science-based advice for you on things that you can do to empower yourself to take better care of your own overall wellness. You know, we only have this one body, so let's do the best we can for it. Now, Kelly, before the break, there was some information that you were sharing, and I think that it would just be so great to cover that again, just for those who might have missed it.
Yeah, I mean, for those of you listening on the traditional radio dial, I was sharing that I always would follow my A1C, and my A1C was perfect, but I still didn't feel, as somebody who's been in this industry for well over 2 decades, that I was metabolizing and properly, you know, utilizing insulin in the body. And so I went and saw a specialist, and he said, okay, listen, I want you to take your blood sugar or your glucose levels an hour after eating and do a food diary for 1 week. And you know, it was crazy because I would eat, say for lunch, I'd have a salad and had salmon on it, right? And then I'd test an hour later, and maybe that would be at 150. I should not be spiking at a meal like that. Obviously, there's not a lot of sugar in those things. So as I continue to kind of keep that food journal and send it to my doctor, Dr. Marcus, every day, that was the interesting part of really understanding A1C isn't always the tall tale sign of if you're dealing with prediabetes or not. So I just wanted to put that out there, you know, share with you the work I did and what I was able to find. And now I'm being able to test a little bit differently. I did require doing a little bit of insulin for, a month or two to kind of get that regulated. So just wanted to share that with people, Mel, because I thought it could be helpful.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's the thing, Kel, like you're so on it with your health. And there are certain things, you know, even if we're eating the best diet possible, you know, sometimes there's genetic factors, sometimes there's other underlying conditions that can be creating problems. You know, and again, like people with type 1, you know, it's a pancreas issue. There's nothing you can do about that. That's what you were basically born with or developed really rapidly at a young age. So, you know, the fact is that, you know, we're here to support everybody out there and definitely not condemn people, because you can't always control what it is that's causing these issues. But where you can control it, you know, we want to just provide some good advice there. You know, and I find it interesting too, Kelly, that, you know, having high blood sugar issues, unmanaged glucose in the body can affect so many different systems. And, you know, a lot of that is just related to your body gets higher levels of inflammation. That's kind of a starting point for so many things. Yeah. But, you know, it can cause a breakdown in blood vessels for how well your heart can use energy. You know, it can be tied to proteins in your brain. Sometimes it's even linked to dementia. Your arteries can become more hardened and narrow. Your risk for a stroke can become higher. There's just a lot of damage that goes on in all of the systems that can be related to unmanaged glucose in the body. So that's kind of why this show is so important, because it is something that if you have this issue, it can just create this massive fallout within your entire body systems. Now, Kelly, what is considered normal for blood sugar?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. I don't think there's any magic number for your blood sugar. Like we talked about a couple of segments ago, it's very insulin, and having these blood sugar levels are very personal and intuitive to your own system. But that being said, people always want to know the number, so we're going to kind of share with them. Many authorities, including the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, and also the World Health Organization, also known as the WHO, explain glucose levels and what people with diabetes should work towards achieving. And that's just something we'll kind of share with you. So before meals, they break it down into categories. There's a before meals, that's fasting. After meals, that's generally an hour or two. So when we're talking about the adults with type 1, you should be 80 to 130 before meals, and then 1 or 2 hours after you eat, 180. Again, those are people with type 1, whether you're born with it, develop it genetically. Now, when we look at adults with type 2, 80 to 130, so the same before meals. And then again, that's also 180. So we kind of want to look at that where, okay, where's the sweet spot? For me, my sweet spot is staying an hour after eating is to always be under 130. That's just for me. And then when we look at, children, that's 90 to 130 before meals, 90 to 150 at bedtime or overnight. Pregnant people, again, 95 before eating, 140 after an hour after eating, 120 after 2 hours. And 65 or older is 80 to 180 before meals, and then 80 to 200, depending on those with poor diets, assisted living, and end-of-life issues. So if you don't have any diabetes or you're not dealing with a diabetic issue or an insulin-resistant issue, basically that's 99 or below before eating and 140 or below an hour or two after eating. So again, when we're giving you these numbers, please don't just stick to those. Look and do a little bit of your own research. We can get some great information from Dr. Mark Stengler, put an article on there for you. But you need to understand, like, the changes in your body will reflect your dietary changes, especially if it's type 2 or type 3 that you're dealing with.
Yeah, and it's important to note that the ADA changed its glucose level guidance in 2015 to reflect a change in thinking about overeating and hypoglycemia concerns. You know, the lowest target at that time had been 70. Still, a study at the time determined that adults, children, and those who are older might be more prone to overeating, especially if they're using varying doses of insulin or glucose lowering medications. And another important aspect of this is prediabetes. That's what I mentioned, you know, again, with my grandmother. It's a condition where the blood glucose level is higher than normal, but not high enough to be classified or diagnosed as diabetes. So people with prediabetes already have an increased risk of developing type 2. And it is estimated that 57 million American adults have prediabetes. That's wow. That's a pretty significant number. He said, Kelly, these guidelines are used as a starting point by the medical community. So, you know, again, like Kelly said, you know, your individual goals may vary based on your personal needs. And talk to your doctor, talk to your diabetes care team, or you can get in to see a naturopath like Dr. Mark Stengler down in Encinitas. They're going to really be able to provide you with a fully comprehensive review of what your individual needs are and really help you nutritionally before automatically resorting to pharmaceutical intervention. It doesn't mean that pharmaceutical intervention isn't going to be the right choice for you, but it's always good to explore your other options if you can. Hey, Kel, so earlier in the show, I think in an earlier segment, you mentioned something about a study that was done that actually focused on how blood sugar levels can affect relationships. Is there more you can share with us on that?
Study, again, out of Ohio State University. They investigated the relationship between anger and blood sugar in 107 couples. That's a lot of people. So the researchers found that people were angrier at their spouse when the blood sugar levels were lower. The researchers were concerned about abusive relationships, and they recognized that people had less self-control of their anger when blood sugar levels were low. Basically, what they found out was that glucose levels in the evening would be associated with daily aggression. So one of the ways they measured aggression levels towards significant others was by giving each person a doll that represented their spouse and 51 pins. This is crazy. At the end of each day during the 21-day study, they were instructed to add between 0 to 51 pins depending on how angry they were at their spouse. Men and women with lower glucose levels in the evening had higher aggressive impulses towards their spouses. Many previous laboratory studies showed a link between low glucose levels and poor self-control, which can also be related to poor food choices to take a look at. And this study also found out that lower glucose levels over time can predict future aggressive behavior outside of the home. So we'll talk more about it and we'll do a little pickup when we come back from the break. I know we need to run out to that, but I just found that fascinating because how many times, and I have to take ownership of this, have you maybe been hungry or thirsty or not feeling yourself and all of a sudden just completely lose control and feel so guilty and not understand really where that came from? It's just very indicative of why blood sugar and glucose control is so imperative to your overall health.
And if you'd like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at foreveryoungradio.com. That's foreveryoungradio.com. You can listen to past shows, read fantastic articles, and, you know, also make sure you visit our radio page. And don't forget the social media aspect at Forever Young Radio. You can check us out there as well.
We got to go out to that break, but when we come back, we'll share more on this article.
Every day in the news and in research publications, we're hearing more and more about the importance of vitamin C. Vitamin C is an essential vitamin, meaning your body cannot produce it. Yet it has many roles and has been referred to as a powerful antioxidant that may strengthen your body's natural defenses. Antioxidants are molecules that support the immune system. They do so by protecting cells from harmful molecules called free radicals. Pureway C is a proprietary, proven form of vitamin C documented with research studies in vitro and clinical trials, showing that it is rapidly absorbed and highly retained by the body, offering a 12-hour retention rate. Emerald Labs Pureway C 500 mg plus R-alpha lipoic is doctor formulated, made with non-GMO ingredients, gluten-free, and is a vegan formula. To learn more about the Emerald Labs line of products, you can visit emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other retailers nationwide.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
We all know using quality supplements is key to providing the body with the proper nutrients it needs, but taking a handful of pills each day can be challenging and expensive. Hommune Health is proud to introduce Commune, the next level in immune support. Commune is a breakthrough 5-in-1 formula containing quercetin phytosome, clinically proven to have up to 20 times more absorption than regular unformulated quercetin, plus chelated zinc from Albion, vitamin D3, vitamin C as Pureway C, and vitamin K2. The 5 best researched ingredients for immune support in one convenient and comprehensive formula. Commune is gluten-free, vegetarian, and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee.
To learn more about Commune, visit BetterImmuneSupport.com. That's BetterImmuneSupport.com. You can get 25% off your first order using the code FOREVER25. That's forever, the number 2, the number 5, at BetterImmuneSupport.com.
Welcome back to Forever Young Radio. Today we're talking about blood sugar. And before the break, we talked about how it can affect your relationship. There's an Ohio State University study that you were sharing with us just before the break, Kelly, talking about how this impacts aggression and aggressive thought processes in relationships. And, you know, this particular study used these dolls with pins to sort of gauge aggression, which sounds really silly. But honestly, you know, there is a serious side to this as well, because the study was concerned about abuse levels in relationship. We joke in my family about having, you know, hanger, because I get it and both of my girls get it and John does not. So he just like on for dear life. And he knows, like, when I get to that point, I'm like, oh, I got to eat. I can't make decisions right now. We can't have deep conversations. I need to eat right now. And then I'm good. I'm good, yeah. A few minutes later, you know, but I can feel it coming on. The kids cannot at all. Yeah. So I'm like, ooh, you waited a little too long. Let's get some food in you, kiddo. But, you know, that brings us to our next point about eating healthy. It's not only imperative for your physical health, but also your emotional health as well, because your blood sugar or glucose levels can be actively targeted and influenced through diet. Findings show that people who eat diets based on metabolic energy might foster more harmonious couple interactions. You know, so to control your glucose levels and avoid having major spikes or dips in blood sugar, you should really eat a balanced diet that includes non-starchy vegetables like broccoli and carrots, whole grains like quinoa and buckwheat, legumes, seeds, nuts, lean proteins. Adding cinnamon or vinegar to your diet can also help avoid major spikes in blood sugar. So regardless of what method you use, your best diet defense is really just planning your food ahead. Bring snacks with you if you know you're prone to hanger. So, and Kelly, you know, there's some more information here on glycemic load that I think would be just so helpful for people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're talking about that glycemic load. You have to really take it into account, the amount of carbohydrates in a serving of a particular food. You know, that's kind of the glycemic index tells you how quickly a carbohydrate turns into blood sugar, but it also neglects to take into account the amount of carbohydrate in a serving. And that's really, really important to look at. The higher the glycemic load value, the greater the blood sugar level. So it's very important to understand that glycemic load. And we're going to go ahead and put something on foreveryoungradio.com. I know Dr. Mark has put together some really nice stuff for us, so make sure you go and click that underneath the articles. But if you've been feeling more irritable or aggressive and it's taking a toll on your relationship or your life, figure out how to get these glucose levels checked and then try to make some of these different diet and lifestyle changes. And those can kind of help you with type 2 to keep those blood sugar levels under control, right, Mel?
You know, without question, proper diet and exercise are going to be critical components of controlling diabetes, particularly type 2. You know, type 1, you definitely still need to make sure that you're managing the exercise and diet, but you still may find that you are going to be insulin dependent. However, you can make it a lot easier on your body by making these better choices with the diet and exercise. Some of the recommendations are to eat 3 meals a day at regular times and keep the portions moderate. So, you know, that's not letting your body go for too long between meals. Try and keep things steady. Don't skip breakfast. That can lead to blood glucose fluctuations in the morning. Keep snacks small. Choose things like nuts and seeds and protein drinks, vegetables or fruit. Focus on having at least 2 servings of fruit and 3 or more servings of veggies in a day. Many diabetics will notice better glucose control when they include small portions of protein at every meal. You know, and we're looking at healthier choices such as nuts, almonds, walnuts, cashews, things like fish and chicken and other lean meats. Dr. Stengler always recommends a Mediterranean diet. And so something maybe a little bit modified, low in grains, would be helpful for people who are diabetic. And it's really important to limit things like refined carbs, like the things found in white flours, candy, fruit juice, soda pop, etc., those kinds of things. You can choose natural sweeteners like stevia, xylitol, monk fruit. Those can be an excellent substitute for baking or for beverage sweeteners, and those will not have the same kind of adverse effect on your blood glucose levels. And they're commonly available in health food stores, so they're pretty accessible. And then again, you know, going back to that regular exercise program really should be followed for anyone who has type 1 or type 2, and in fact, by all of us. It can reduce insulin and glucose levels. It helps to shrink fat cells, which makes glucose control more effective. And it also can help protect against cardiovascular disease and osteoporosis, which people who are diabetic tend to be more susceptible to. So, you know, you can talk to your physician or your naturopath about an exercise plan that works for you, but you're going to want something that's 30 minutes or more daily to really be effective.
Again, just depending where you live in the country, you know, walk around the block, get to know your neighbors, check out the changing leaves. If you're not ready to do that, walk around the couch, get a couple cans of something out of the pantry, use those as your weights. But ultimately, when it comes to exercise, find something that you like to do. Just because I may like to do maybe a CrossFit style or play pickleball doesn't mean that Mel likes to do that. So if you find something you love, you'll stick to it and keep it going. Now, we're quickly running out of time. We always get questions on, hey, are there any ways for me to supplement while I'm working through this situation? And yes, there are. There's things like berberine, which you can learn more, you know, Google that. Make sure you go with a quality product if you find that on the internet. It's very similar to something like metformin. Dr. Mark has really touted berberine for a lot of years. We also have things like chromium, right, Mel? That's another one we would like to look at for people because it helps to manage glucose levels. What else do you know?
Yeah, so it does. It can help to involve, it's really involved in insulin metabolism. And basically, you know, that insulin is that hormone that helps your cells convert glucose into energy. So there's also things like cinnamon extracts. Now, Dr. Stengler has a formula that he created, Blood Sugar Health, and we use a specific form in there. He uses a specific form in there called sinulin, and it's a water-soluble form of cinnamon extract, and it's standardized to the active component in cinnamon, double-linked type A polymers. And this particular brand, the sinulin, is the most studied extract available currently. It's been shown to support healthy glucose levels. And the thing about cinnamon is it can help to inhibit spikes in blood sugar and may play a small role in managing your sweet tooth, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's also things like alpha lipoic acid. Over in Germany, there is, you know, they use 300 milligrams as a pharmaceutical dose. Now, over in Europe, they tend to treat some things more in a pharmaceutical way than we do here. And you have to go into an apothecary and talk to somebody who is a specialist there to be given things that we consider to be over the counter or serve yourself. So, you know, in that blood sugar health formula, there is going to be a 300 milligram serving of alpha lipoic acid. And it's thought to help alleviate certain symptoms that are associated with peripheral neuropathy. You know, that includes things like itching and tingling or numbness in the arms or legs. And then there's another ingredient called Gymnema sylvester, standardized on 25% gymnemic acids. That's been used in Indian Ayurveda since ancient times, right? And it can help to regulate blood sugar by blocking the absorption of sugar in the intestines, stimulating insulin release from the pancreas, and may boost the body's ability to produce its own insulin. So, and then, you know, resveratrol too, right, Kel?
Yeah, resveratrol is great. But again, that's just a wonderful way it can help with insulin resistance. And that's a condition that makes the body very sensitive to blood sugar, like we were sharing, especially that hormonal aspect of it, insulin. And it is a precursor when we're talking about insulin resistance to diabetes. So we want to kind of find ways to manage those things. Resveratrol has a lot of study on it. I love that you brought up sinulin, a great, again, research-based ingredient. People can look at the Gymnema, which I like about Gymnema. It actually, I've used it before and it changed the way sugar tasted to me. So I didn't crave it as much. So alpha lipoic acid was awesome too, Mel. Chromium, all those things are wonderful. So again, you can go out there, you can research these particular nutrients and these ingredients that we've shared with you today. I know we ran out of time very quickly, or you can decide to take all of those in one great formula. And that is the Blood Sugar Health by Emerald Labs. Again, they're a great partner in health. They're doctor formulated by Dr. Mark Stengler. If you'd like to learn more about it, you could do it at emeraldlabs.com. Again, that's emeraldlabs.com. And if you want a little discount to try these products, the code is forever. You get 20% off, and that's in addition to the 10% off daily. Great brand, been around since 1996, family owned and operated. Melody, our time here always goes so fast. Thank you so much for all the great education you gave us today on blood sugar, insulin, understanding the way the body is dealing with these issues. Really appreciate the time today.
Thank you so much, Kelly. You know, I love doing these shows with you, and we hope that they're just really helpful to all the listeners out there.
Absolutely, Mel. Really appreciate it. And again, if you missed any portion of the show or you want to read the article on the breakdown on what blood sugar and glucose levels should look like, we've added it to foreveryoungradio.com. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.